mine. I would say this was probably about, for every reason conceivable, the most perfect of Arizona winter storms. No high wind, no damaging winds, no torrential downpour of rain.
Which means no flash flooding.
Just a low, slow soak. It was absolutely what the vegetation needed. It was absolutely what your yard needed. It was absolutely what the wildlife needed. We probably could use a little bit more snowpack between now and the spring melt. So we need a couple good low elevation snowstorms to come in and pack us up high with some snow. But absolutely perfect weather for the upcoming spring and summer. Going to have a beautiful poppy bloom, I bet, down in Pinal County. We were talking about Florence and Eloy, and I bet you we're going to see some beautiful Mexican poppies.
Yeah, season. The best engineered irrigation system still is not the same thing as a good rain.
Nope.
And with all the rain we've had this winter, I'm so excited to see what our orchard's going to do this spring. I've only watered it once since probably Thanksgiving, and I don't even think I needed to do that. I was just being a little over, probably.
Sure.
We talk about a lot in the garden hour. You overlove your plants a little too much sometimes. I think there was one watering there with my citrus. I was overloving them, but the greenness that the citrus are, in spite of a little bit of frost damage, the amount of saturation that we keep getting and just how green, if the creosote, the scraggliest, scrawniest looking bush in the desert looks great, I can't imagine what that's going to do for the rest of the landscape here when we get a little spring weather coming.
Should be absolutely great. One more rain about the third week of February, we will be all set. You can join Rosie on the House right now. We have an open line at 1-888-767-4348. An easy way to remember that number is 1-888-ROSIE, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE-4-U, and that's what we are. We are here for you.
And speaking of that, there's probably some people in town that have never heard this broadcast before. Mom was mentioning all the private jets at the air parks that have come in, some serious dollars in town for some big games. So here's an investment opportunity. If you're looking for a property, there is a place in Suwanee, Georgia, which has been listed multiple times over the years as one of the top 10 places to live and raise a family. There's a new home called Rose Hill Estate that's for sale. This, just like its name indicates, Rose Hill, there's huge rose gardens. In fact, the rose gardens are so extensive, they have their own flower room just for cutting and preserving and arranging flowers.
Sounds quaint.
And in addition to its 35,000 square feet, there's 8 bedrooms and 17 bathrooms.
Doesn't sound so quaint no more.
So if you've got a couple friends that you'd like to do some investing with. With 8 bedrooms, that comes with 5 kitchens. You could live there and never see the other person or the other families, I would think. 14 acres to play on. You could all kind of section off and have your own area.
Ah.
I'd imagine if you did want to get together, you could do so in the wine cellar, the home theater, the grand pool and patio, or for the Barrett Jackson guys, you could hang out in your 14-car garage. There's underground tunnels that connect it all with all the outcropping buildings. So you're great for hide and seek with the kids. And why it's such a great investment, it's listed for $14 million.
Okay.
But the homeowners that bought it and have never lived in it, this has never been lived in, dumped $40 million into it. So if they're listing it for $14 million, I would bet if you walked up with a $10 million cash offer, they might go for that, and you know, you're 4-1 on your dollar there. If you need to sell in a couple years, I bet you could relist it for a little more than that when the real estate started coming back up a little.
Suwanee, Georgia. I don't know where that is. I'm not familiar with Suwanee.
Northeast of Atlanta, about 35 miles.
Okay.
Just south of Lake Lanier.
Okay.
We've been to Lake Lanier pretty well.
Yes, very well. All right.
So there's just one opportunity for anyone out there that's got a, you know, if you got eight grand in your pocket to spend on a ticket to a game, you might have $10 million for a house like this.
Now, if you're if you don't quite have those kind of resources and you're here and you're visiting Arizona and you're considering, well, you know, you've seen the wet weekends of Arizona. Believe me, I can tell you, we have a lot of beautiful weekends in Arizona. If you're interested in taking a look at some property, I can tell you now's probably a pretty good time. We are still off of our peak real estate values that we were experiencing back in 06, 07, 08. We took a significant hit, pretty much statewide, significant, as much as 60 and 70% in values went down. We've restored about a third to a half of that, depending on the particular neighborhood you're looking at. But I'll tell you what, if you're listening to the weather report, our grandchildren are getting on a plane here at 1 o'clock this afternoon, flying back to Minneapolis, and all you see on the weather chart is this storm that's blowing through the upper Midwest. It's going to drop between 11 and 18 inches of snow. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing. This storm that hit last weekend, here's an idea. Here's what we need to do, Romy.
Okay.
This storm that hit the East Coast, that locked people into their homes for a couple years, some game tickets to give away as well. But if you'll reach out to us on Facebook and give us the name and address of a relative of yours that was trapped inside their home for more than 12 hours, the first 20 names we get, I will buy a subscription to Arizona Highways Magazine for them.
There you go. And these game tickets are not the Super Bowl. This is Suns and Coyotes. Yeah, yeah. So don't jump out of your seats yet.
Yeah. The Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.